Hey everyone, my name is Hannah and you're listening to Fuck It, I'm Starting a Business. This is episode number 8 and today we're speaking about patience and how important patience is, and really the word patiencepreneur, because that's what I feel like is happening and it's where I'm at. So first of all, I'm just gonna get this out of the way. If I sound ill, it's because I am ill. I have the whole nose thing going on. I'm flu-y and sniffly, so sorry about that. But I just wanted to come on and talk anyways. So, good news in terms of where I'm at in my business. I have made 10 sales now. So I started my journey just a few months ago. We've now hit the number 10. I told you when we hit one, so we're at 10. Which is great. I think I just heard some of you fall off your chair, and I'm pretty sure there's loads of you clapping for me right now. So I can hear it. but I am thrilled. However, what I will say is that my original targets were for 10 sales in the first week. No lie. So the fact that it's taken, like, where are we, October, November, December, 2 months. God, I hate being ill. Just because it's taken 2 months, it's taken a lot longer. So it really has been a test of my patience and understanding where I'm at. Because the thing is that when you're starting out, you are learning. You are learning new tools. You are learning. You're learning even how to pitch your business. You have to be really patient with everything, with yourself, just in terms of your journey and your progress. You're not going to be able to do all the things you want to do, because even if you know what the next step is, and for me, there are so many things that I know I need to do. I know that I need to be sending out newsletters for to people who subscribe to my newsletter. They're not getting that yet. And the issue is time, it's management. I'm learning how to put everything together. I know what I want to say. I just haven't been able to format that, which is a real, real shame. But at the same time, I can't get too frustrated. I have to be patient. I have to be real, really patient with where I'm at in this process. So I feel like the word entrepreneur is, yeah, it's great, but it doesn't really cover it. There are so many steps and so many other words that are needed. It's a bit like the word love in Greek. So, you know, there are different types of love. There's sexual love. There's, you know, love you feel for children. There's love you feel for a concept when you get passionate about something. And it's the same for when you are on a journey in terms of trying to start up a business or create something or develop something. There needs to be other stages, and sometimes you need to put a label on it. Not all the time, but it's helpful. So I'm putting a label on this and I'm calling myself the patiencepreneur, because that's where I'm at. And if you're also at the same stage, like, definitely drop me a message, let me know. Or, you know, if you think, wait a minute, I know I was at the patiencepreneur stage, but now I'm at the whatever stage, tell me, because I want to know what's next. But yeah, that's the patience bit is definitely hugely, gosh, I'm coughing, hugely being tested. And yeah, I'm excited that I've done the 10 sales, really thrilled. I'm so glad to the people who've bought my calendar product. But yeah, we have a long way to go, but I feel like we keep going. This is what we do. We're on this ride and we're going to keep going and we're going to keep hitting it. And you know, today I'm telling you 10 sales, hopefully, you know, not too many episodes down the line, whatever number is needed, I'll be telling you I hit 20 sales, 50 sales, 100 sales. I'll be telling you I'm upping my prices. So yeah, here's to all the patiencepreneurs out there.